Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sing we now, sing for the year, sing for the laugh and sing for the tear. Sing we now, just for today, maybe tomorrow, do the love and take it away. Sing we now.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. We're still rock and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show, and it's our 17th anniversary. We're celebrating a little bit extra obnoxious this week because of the anniversary. Celebrating this milestone, encouraging you to celebrate your own milestones. And we're having a great visit with Bert Folsom, another 98 model. He's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, professor of history at Hillsdale College, author of so many books, so many important books, folks, that have amazing reviews by the best reviewers in the world. And he's with us right now. Bert, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the midterm election and how things, the politics of all that. Bert, one of the things I want you to talk about is what the president is about to do. He's promised to do, and that is to basically, through executive order, do something that the Constitution says only Congress can do. And that is change the nationality or change the legal status through one way or another of millions of currently illegal immigrants. The people who are here, undocumented immigrants, they're here illegally. They're working. This has nothing to do with whether they're good people or not. They're just not here legally. And he's talking about through executive order, because he doesn't like the pace of the Congress, the speed of the Congress, and he's probably not going to like what the Republicans give him next year. He's going to preempt them and do something that I think is unconstitutional. What do you think?
Well, it is. The president's job is to, according to the Constitution, is to enforce the laws of the land, and that is where executive orders come from. But there are times that to enforce the laws of the land, the president has to take a particular action, and that's considered an executive order to enforce a law that Congress has already passed. But in this case, the president would be making laws unilaterally. He said so on many occasions that he can't deal with.
And he has experience in this, right? He's already done quite a bit of this. Of these executive orders, and other people have compared his executive orders to other executive orders, the executive orders of other presidents, by sheer number. President Bush did more than President Obama did, but to me, the number is not as important as the impact of them. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Because see, if Congress passes a law saying that we need to take land in Alaska out for public parks, mm-hmm. and Obama then specifies through executive order that the boundary should be here, here, and here, that is not nearly in the same scale as unilaterally making legal 4 to 5 million immigrants who are here mm-hmm. illegally and who have not gone through the immigration process properly.
Well, and here's the rub, in my opinion. He says that the Senate has passed a bill, an immigration bill, that the House won't take up. Well, the House has passed a bill that the Senate won't take up. So it's he, you know,
the House has passed 300 and some
right.
bills that the Senate won't
take up. That's exactly right. So because now he won't wait 6 months to let the current, the new Congress, 114th, I think it is, Congress, do their will on immigration and let them work with them. Maybe work. How about working with them to develop something that can be done and everybody, a bipartisan type of thing? Instead of doing that, he's going to go it alone in a very cynical way and do this executive order that is unconstitutional, could be struck down by the Supreme Court. Because of just on the constitutional point, let alone anything else. And instead of just waiting, now that is an ideologue thing to do. That is a nonpartisan thing to do. That is a dictatorial thing to do, isn't it, Bert?
Absolutely. He had 2 years to work with immigration in his first years.
They could.
They had
both houses.
Both houses.
Yeah.
wouldn't do it then. And as you say, in 6 months, the Republicans will have something put together. But it's a delicate subject. It's not one that you can do ham-handedly. He has. We have to secure the borders, for example, and then you have alien immigrants who are over here, and you have to deal with the guest worker program, and you have to deal with some who are criminals and on welfare, and some who are here working. Well, most Americans have much more sympathy to the ones who are here working and are here with their parents or with children, as opposed to people who come over and are on welfare or are receiving medical aid from hospitals and are using the services without contributing to society. There's a difference. And Obama, it's not clear whether he's going to make any kind of distinction between these immigrants. It's important to him, it seems, that he get the Hispanic vote. And
this is 100% a political move. That's the reason why it's so cynical. And there's no leadership in it at all. It's a way of getting taking. He's willing to violate the Constitution to get political gain on his end.
Well, that's what he's going to try to do. But he's tone deaf because of the midterm elections.
But even now we're back to what we were talking about in the last segment about whether the president believes the results of the election the way Franklin Roosevelt did not believe that the same thing in 1938.
That's true, but I have to give Roosevelt credit. He did not pursue court packing after his drubbing in 1938. He gave it up and went on to other things. And then he kind of got lucky. He said he wasn't going to run for a third term, but then the war issue came up, and he was able to exploit that to his advantage. And Obama, I don't think, has that political skill.
Yeah. I don't. He's good, but I don't think he's that good. So...
Right.
We'll see how it goes, folks. This week, like the end of this week, we'll know, I think, what President Obama is planning on doing about this. And I'm worried about the future of the next two years in Washington because of that behavior.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.